planning to take him to, even Tzadik, to take him to Gan Eden, they make him a tour in Gan Eden, in Gehenom, because his mind is frayed. Because when he's frayed, it's clean, it's all his thought that he made mistake in this world. Mm-hmm. How is he going to clean his thought? איך מוצאים אותה מחשבה? זה give him fear, פחד. מהפחד זה כבר נמחק.
But the level that you'll have in Olam Haba is the way you worked in this world.
I know.
You know, you have to clean your thoughts. Filu ba'olam hazeh. You know, the thoughts that we have, it's.
So finish the point.
It's hard to understand.
No. The Gemara, you said that you. Said
yeah. So the Gemara says, Kashim hiruan shel avera. You tell me gufo shem ha'aseh. So the Rambam says, what does that mean? It means that thinking a sinful thought is worse than doing the act. Now, obviously, you know, the rabbis oftentimes speak with exaggeration. Obviously, if you have to choose, should you have a bad thought or actually do it? Obviously, we don't punish. The Beit Din doesn't punish. So, what we're saying here, according to Nefesh HaHayim, the reason is it does more damage in the olamot. Because your brain is olam atzilut. Your mind is, the mind is all the way up there. So, if you think something sinful, the Rambam says something else. The Rambam says, more pshat, more nevuchim. You wanted to learn more nevuchim. Rambam says, what makes a human being a human being? It's your mind. So now, if a person has a ta'ava, a physical desire, and you act upon that desire, so you're acting with your animal ta'ava. It's like an animal. So you have a ta'ava, so you do the ta'ava.
We are animals.
Okay, but when you sin with your mind, you're sinning with that which makes you human. So the Avera, in a way, is worse because you're using the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you to connect yourself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're using that gift and you're thinking things that you shouldn't be thinking. Avodah Zarah or Ta'ava or any other. These thoughts are very, very serious. Look what he says here. B'zeh she'amar Hashem le'Yechezkel, Hashem told Yechezkel HaNavi, את מקום כיסאי אשר אשכון שם בתוך בני ישראל לעולם ולא יטמאו עוד בית ישראל את שם קודשי. Hashem is promising what's going to happen in the future. He's going to say, the Jews will no longer be mitame my kodesh hakodashim. The day is going to come when the kodesh hakodashim, it's not going to be tame anymore. Biznutam. With their znut. Somehow with your znut, okay, now it's not talking about the Jews. And we're not even talking about, God forbid, we don't have the Beit HaMikdash anymore. But somehow when you think these thoughts, there's a Beit HaMikdash HaElyon. He says here that the Mishkan and the Mikdash hayu kolelim kol hakochot ha'olamot. The Mishkan and the Mikdash, they have all the powers of all the world. That's why, you know, when they built the Mishkan, we know Bezalel built a Mishkan, and the Gemara says he knew how to be Mitzadef Otiyot Shenivra Bo HaOlam. The Mishkan was a counterpart of the whole world. Now, we don't have the Mikdash anymore, but God made us also like the Mikdash. That's why he said, V'shachanti Betocham. He has a very long Arichut over here. And I'm not sure if we'll do this entire thing over here. He gets very involved with Kabbalah over here. But now he's going to tie it into what we said at the beginning. It says that God created man, Afar Min Adama Ve'ipach Be'abav Nishmat Chayim. Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh haya. Look how the nefesh haya is going to explain this pasuk. It says that God made man, afar min ha'adama, dust from the earth, and he gave him nishmat hayim, a living soul. Vayhi ha'adam lenefesh haya. And man was a living being. It's not just that you're alive, like a dog. Okay, nefesh, that's not the great nefesh haya that God made us. U'pshoto shel mikra v'adai hu ketargumo. The pshat says, v'havad ba'adam leruach memalela. That a human being can speak, he has intelligence, he can speak. But he says here, let's say a little deeper, when it was just the body without the neshama, then you started to, when God gave you a soul, you started moving. That's the pshat. But now he's going to say a little bit more with according to the Kabbalah. He says, it says in the Torah, vayhi ha'adam lenefesh haya. Not vayhi ba'adam lenefesh chaya. If we were just talking about the fact that he moves and he's alive, it should have said vayhi ba'adam lenefesh chaya. It became in the man a soul. It says the man became nefesh chaya. He became the nefesh chaya. And he says the explanation is hu na'asa nefesh chaya leribui olamot en misbar. You became the nefesh. You are the living soul for the whole world, for the whole olamot. Shekemo shekol pratei nagot aguf utnuotav. The same way all of your movements of your body, hu al yedei koach hanefesh shebikirbo, is by your nefesh, is by your living soul. Kacha adam hu hakoach venefesh hachaya shel olamot aliyot v'tanin. It ain't shiur. You are the soul of Shamayim. Bayi adam venefesh haya. Your soul is in charge of everything. Now this is also for good. We spoke about Titus Nebuchadnezzar. That's just to scare us a little bit. But also, when you think of doing mitzvot, you think good thoughts. You study Torah. We can't fathom the good that you're bringing to the world.
What if your action is doing good and you're not having the good thoughts?
That's great.
What
also,
if you're shaking the lulav, but you don't like the aging
of the world? So you are being mitaken some olamot, but the higher world you're not mitaken. Even if you have the you have to have proper kavanah to get the highest form of the mitzvah. That's a very high madriga. I'll tell you, there's a book. I mentioned this book a few times. Rav Yosef Karo, Baal HaShulchan Aruch, he wrote a book called Magid Misharim. What's a Magid Misharim? It's the conversations he had with a malach. Now, why was he speaking to a malach? I also want to speak to a malach. But how did he have the zechut to speak to a malach? So he says in the book, he says why. He used to learn Mishnayot. His mitzvah, you know, everyone has their mitzvah. Everyone has their mitzvah. His mitzvah was Mishnayot. He knew all of the Mishnayot by heart. At one point, he only knew 5 Siddarim by heart. And basically, what it was like this. If you do a mitzvah, L'shem Shamayim, with the proper kavanah, and you're matmid b'mitzvah, you don't just do it one time. This is your mitzvah, you're constantly doing the same mitzvah. So we know every mitzvah has a malach that's created, an angel is created with it. That angel, we all have angels that are created. You put tefillin, you have an angel created. But the malach is only as great as your mitzvah. So if you don't have the proper kavanah, so you have a malach, but he's missing an arm. Kacha, miskin, you know? Missing an arm, missing a wing, he can't fly. You ever see we saw a bird recently on the floor, you know?
Dead. Huh?
It's because you create the malach. Now, Rabbi Yosef Karo, now the thing is like this. The Arizal says, so you're arguing with the Arizal. The Arizal says, he says like this, the malach that's created is as much as your mitzvah. Now, if you create a truly holy malach, this malach is kulotov.
Strong.
And he'll start talking to you. Okay?
That's
how Rav Yosef Karo was zochet av malach, because he did Mishnah. And the malach told him, he said, I am the malach of your Mishnah. You study Mishnah, and then he gives him Musar. He says, you know, today you didn't learn Mishnah. You were mevatel Torah. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. You know, I really should not talk to you anymore because you were mevatel Torah. You had 10 minutes today, you didn't learn Torah, and you know, you ate too much. Why are you drinking so much wine? And he writes everything, how I ate too much basar, and I did this, and I got angry, and the malach told me he doesn't want to talk to me anymore. It's amazing things. So the malach would tell him all sorts of things. One thing the malach says is like this. He says, you should realize, Chacham Yosef, you should realize, every word of Torah that you say, you don't know what you're accomplishing. You're building olamot in mispar. And he says, all the tzaddikim are looking at you. And the Rambam, he loves you. Because he explained the Rambam. He always brings the Rambam. He tries to understand the Rambam. He says, when you're going to die, the Rambam's going to take you to Shamayim. He and the Baal HaTurim, Rabbi Yaakov Baal HaTurim, who wrote the tour, because he explains the tour. He says, the Rambam is Melitz Tov Badcha. He's always talking about you. And he tells Hashem, no, he's a tzaddik. He's Melitz Tov for you. And this is amazing. He says like this. He says, in Hilchot Mikvaot, the Beit Yosef brings a Rambam. No one understood this Rambam. There's a stira in the Rambam, contradiction in the Rambam. And the Beit Yosef tried to explain this. He worked day and night trying to understand this Rambam, and he brings 2 explanations. So the Malach tells him, he says, you should realize you're the first person to understand the Rambam. 500 years, 400 years later, after the Rambam wrote it, no one understood the Rambam. Your first explanation is the true explanation. That's what the Rambam meant. The second one, it's not right, but don't erase it.
Keep it. Give him respect.
You should keep it because you're marbek kavod shamayim. Because you were mepalpel batorah, you brought kavod da shamayim, and the nitzotzot, the sparks of your Torah, built olamot. So there's kavod haTorah with this wrong pshat. Meaning, even if you say you're learning Gemara, you say something wrong, but you were doing l'shem shamayim, don't erase it. And he says Rambam loves you, and he's very happy that someone finally understands. People were arguing with Rambam. He didn't know what he's talking about. So Rav Yosef Karo, he says, if you would understand, the Malach told him, if you would understand what your Torah accomplishes, you would not stop for 1 second. You wouldn't stop for one second, because the problem is we don't see. We don't know what our Torah is doing. And it's not just Rav Yosef Karo. If you're on a lower madriga than Rav Yosef Karo and you study Torah, it's even higher. Why? Because there's more Yetzer Hara for you. Hashem, He loves you. Bezat Hashem. And Hashem, we should all thank Hashem for the opportunity to study Torah, to keep mitzvot.